Hello, everybody. Welcome to Being the Best Version of You Success Habits podcast series, Season 1, Episode 3. I am back, Dr. Priyanka Tibrewal, a success and life coach, and your host for today. I'm here to support you in this beautiful journey that you've embarked upon, to support you in all the transitional phases of your life, to support you to grow to new heights, and ensure that you stay emotionally healthy and balanced. I have a vision of inspiring change and greatness in the lives of 100,000 people. So thank you for joining me and partnering with me today. Time. T-I-M-E. Time. For all of us living in the 21st century today, time is a huge constraint. We are always running, always on the go, sometimes physically, always mentally, 24/7. From the second we open our eyes to the moment we fall asleep, our brain is on the run, ticking off to-do lists, completing unfinished tasks, overwhelmed by the amount of work left for us, piling up on tomorrow's to-do list, struggling to balance time between everything I have to do, all the roles I have to play, all the hats I have to wear. We are running and running and running, but somewhere in that run, a lot of us tend to forget, what was our destination? What was the goalpost, the finish line? We started moving north, but we diverted east, and maybe even took a U-turn and went south along the way. And I know that even as you're hearing me, your mind is running with a storm of thoughts of everything that's on your agenda. But can I ask you to pause, to just stop whatever multitasking you're doing, to just freeze in the moment, forgetting everything for the next 5 minutes. And now ask yourself, where was the real destination? Am I on track or have I slipped off somewhere in between? What did I actually intend to do? Is all of my running and efforts and struggle really bringing the destination closer? Or is it still as far as it was when I started the race when the whistle blew? Stay with yourself for a moment. Sit with yourself. Take this time to reflect on your journey, on the experiences life has brought you, and on where you really want to be. Ask yourself this question. Am I now ready to restructure my day so I am back on track? Am I willing to have a look, relook at my day and really see what is going on? Where am I losing time? Only if you're willing to step back and just see yourself, will you ever be able to feel that luxury of time? Do you really want to feel that you have this luxury? Luxury of time. Luxury of having enough time to live your dream. Luxury of having enough time to do what you really wanted to do. I'm sure somewhere deep down, like me, you're also wanting to slow down a bit, to feel like there's enough time to achieve my dreams and goals and happiness. Now the question is, how can I buy this luxury? So fortunately, the currency required to buy time is your own mind and clarity. It's in the clarity of your mind, the clear purpose you have. The more clarity you have, the easier it is for you to prioritize. And the more time then you see available for things that matter the most. So today, take out some time to jot down what is really important, what truly matters. Fast forward 1 year from today. What will be the most important about today's day 1 year from now? What is that goal you want to reach by August 2021? In order for you to get there, what all tasks have to be completed? After listing down your goal and the tasks, now prioritize them in order of importance. Which task is non-negotiable? It must be done. Which is second? Which is third? Keep listing them sequentially. Include all small and big steps you can think of. This list is now your timetable. You have to ensure that you're spending the maximum quality time in your day on the first two tasks and allocating lesser and lesser time on further tasks down the list. Ask yourself, what is the best use of my time right now? What is something only I can do, only I can add value to, that nobody else can do? Focus your attention on that. Try to minimize other tasks, or even delegate to someone else if possible. It may require some reshuffling and restructuring of your current day, but the rewards you're in for are many, many times higher than the few adjustments you have to make now. So are you ready to buy this luxury of time? Are you ready to feel like you have time? I definitely want to hear your experiences about how you really focused your time and efforts on things that you wanted. Have a beautiful week ahead. If you liked this episode and found it insightful, do share it with your family and friends and on social media. Stay connected with us at Connect to EQ on Facebook and Insta. And feel free to connect with me directly for further exploration at connecttoeq@gmail.com.